This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Well, there's a lot to unpack following a 5-2 Orioles loss to the Blue Jays yesterday, and who better to talk to than an Oriole Hall of Famer himself, Jason? How about we bring on Mike Bordick right now? Bordy, just cut right to the chase. What did you think of Brandon Hyde's decision to pinch hit for Jackson Holliday and Colton Cowser in the eighth yesterday?
Oh, man. I didn't think it was his best, move. You know what? I really do. I trust Brandon Hyde a lot. I think because of the moves that were made, maybe he felt like he had to make some, those late game moves. But I also know that I feel like Brandon's got a great feel for his players, and two of the hottest bats right now are Colton Cowser and Jackson Holliday. So that it surprised me. In that regard. And it also, I guess, surprised me when, I wouldn't put Kobe Mayo up in those.
No.
In that right now. He's not ready for that spot. My gosh, he probably doesn't even really need to be in the big leagues right now. I know everybody's been pushing for it to be in the big leagues, but you see what happens, right? It's a little bit of an adjustment period, and that's kind of a tough spot to put him in. And I was a little surprised with that from Brandon Hyde. I didn't expect that one.
Yeah, I think ideally Eloy Jimenez would be the bat you want there, right? But Eloy was already in the starting lineup as the DH, so he obviously can't come off the bat off the bench for any particular matchup.
Well, I just wonder why you got a pinch hit for Cowser. He's been swinging the bat. Well, he's the one guy you've been playing every day, not platooning
right.
as much. Right?
I wonder if he's banged up, though, Bordy. Like, he kind of looked like he was like, some of those earlier at-bats, he looked like,
yeah,
I don't, you know what I mean? Like, I think we're going to talk to Michael Elias in the next hour. Like, I do wonder about that, if Cowser was going on with him. A lot of people are beating him up for the Gregory Soto move, but like this one to me, Bordy, like I he can't pitch Cino Perez every night. Aiken's back in AAA. I'm actually pining for him. I never thought I'd say that, but I am. Like Colom's on the IL. Like he's got one lefty there to play, and he's thinking, well, God, Horowitz doesn't he's a kid. He doesn't really hit that well. He doesn't hit lefties at all. Like, I can't blame him for that one. I put that on the GM. Like, Soto looks like he's not good enough.
Well, I will say this. I think we all kind of were in agreement that a couple of these guys that they picked up at the trade deadline, we're kind of keeping our fingers crossed and hoping that they can get on a roll, because everybody's had past success. Now, going to a different team, I think the Orioles have had a lot of luck in that.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of got come over inspired. And ready to go and want to help, and it seems like they shine. You know, you see a lot of their brightest moments, and they help the Orioles cross the finish line. Well, for one reason or another, Soto isn't very comfortable right now. He can't find his release point. He's all over the place. And so this is a guy right now, it's a double red flag. You can't put him in any kind of trustworthy situation right now. I think it's going to be, believe it or not, in mop-up games right now, your closer and him. And until they build their confidence back and feel better, and I think Brandon Hyde has a pretty good feel for that, too. It's definitely worked well with Kimbrel. You got to wait because, I mean, these games are so important. So you give a guy a little bit of rope because you got to find out what you got, and you got to find out if you trust him. I feel like that'll be the last time he'll be in a tighter ball game like that. For a couple games anyway, until he can get that release point down, because he's got pretty good stuff. You just got to be able to throw strikes.
We're speaking to Mike Borda, Kits Inside Access on the Fan. Bordy, let's get to a positive. Albert Suarez, man, I mean, the start that he had on such short notice, how impressive was that? And do you expect him to slot back into the starting rotation with this Grayson Rodriguez injury?
I don't see why not. I mean, honestly, I mean, come on. All season long, he's been stepping up. You talk about somebody that deserves to be right up there. Well, I was going to say with McCann as far as Hero of the Year award, but I don't know if he's quite there just yet. Listen, he's done everything and then some that they've asked. And I think he's earned the opportunity. I wouldn't waste your time. I mean, unless there's a minor league arm that you think might help the bullpen, but I trust him as much as I trust anybody right now in the rotation as far as getting into the middle part of the game. Honestly, I like him in the bullpen too. I just think he's a really strong, versatile piece for Brandon Hyde.
Anything that you're seeing, Bordy, with Jackson Holliday mechanically in his buildup, in the leg kick, anything you're seeing as someone who played the game at an incredibly high level that looks a little different to you now than first time around?
Well, I think just, I guess there's just a genuine calmness about him. And I think, thank goodness, he had good at-bats that first game, but hitting that grand slam, it made us all kind of give a sigh of relief, and especially him. He felt good. He felt like he was contributing now. He's a part of the team. And every at-bat since then has been pretty good, man. He's going the other way. When he has to, he's not at all fazed by velocity and some of the best pitchers in the game. He's unflappable. And that's why, that's another thing that kind of left me scratching my head. Why would you take this kid out of these situations, man? I feel like he's kind of built for them. Yeah. He's just, you know, just kind of great poise at such a young age. It's really amazing. And now that he's on a roll, let him run with it, just like you did with Gunner, right? Just go get it, kid. Yeah, take as much as you can while you can. And I think that's where Holliday is right now. So, pretty fun to watch.
Bordy, Trevor Rogers, he had a rough Oriole debut, back on the mound tonight against the Blue Jays. What are you hoping to see differently from Rogers tonight?
Oh, man. Just more confident in his stuff, you know, and that's really the separator, I think, with so many of these pitchers at the big league level. If you're not confident in your stuff, you certainly don't belong in the big leagues. You got to be able to throw your pitches for strikes, and nowadays, anytime. And you got to challenge some of these guys and trust the movement that you have. I think he does have a good movement. He doesn't have an overpowering fastball, but he could pitch to contact and trust his defense with a proper pitch mix. So I hope that he stays in the zone a little bit more aggressively. Getting ahead is going to be super important for him, and it would be nice. It would make us all feel better if he settled in and had a nice start. At least then we see we got something to work with, because if you're all of a sudden juggling guys like Rogers and Cade Povich back and forth and you're keeping your fingers crossed every time a guy goes out, that it doesn't give me a warm, fuzzy feeling going into the postseason, I'll tell you that.
But, Bordy, I think tonight, even if it looks like it did in Cleveland, which was batting practice and a camera person almost getting killed in the second inning, I think he's got to eat it, Bordy, because, like, the left-handed long guy's in Norfolk now, and the right-handed long guy just saved your ass with five innings last night. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a bunch of one-inning guys, but, like, I don't see a natural bridge guy there. Like, he might have to absorb five or six, whether he's got it or not.
Well, the good point there. And eventually somebody's going to have to do it. You got to protect the bullpen and, help preserve these arms. That said, if Suarez does stay in the rotation, I think they'd bring Aiken up, get him back up here. And there's your long guy. Mm-hmm. I guess that move hasn't been made, but, he may have to do that. And, but there again, too, you don't want to listen. He's had a risk of injuries in the past. You certainly don't want to push him through, none of these guys are like McCann, especially pitchers. You know what I mean? If all of a sudden the guy throws 40 pitches, 45 pitches in the first couple innings, and then next has a stressful, third, there ain't no way he's going to make it through six innings. You know what I mean? So it's all about those stress innings and what he's doing. It'd be nice if he pitched the contact and got some quick outs. I think that's the hope. And to be honest with you, I think that's Brandon Hyde's hope too, because you're probably not going to strike a lot of guys out with that. So mix it up and pitch the contact, man, and move it in and out and try to keep guys off balance and trust those great athletes behind you.
He's Oriole Hall of Famer, part of our Baltimore Baseball Tonight coverage, Mike Bordick. Bordy, thanks as always. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, guys. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.